You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We have two ksaisen tonight. A new one and an old one. What does that mean, an old one? See, what we're going to cover tonight is the Shtar Machor. Remember that mem, it said, David, you know what Cheskas Gimel Shanim is? If I sit on your property for 3 years and you don't protest, so I can win that property.
Squatter's rights.
3 years it takes in Jewish law, as long as the original owner keeps quiet.
It's not exactly a squatter, because the squatter is a claim of rights.
Yeah, no, by here you need right. You need a claim. Right. Squatters, you just...
Adverse possession also requires a claim. What? A claim of right. Adverse possession.
So this, in Jewish law, David, you need a claim. You have to say, I bought it. You can't just say, I'm here, nobody said anything. Then you throw you off. If a guy just says, well, nobody said anything, I'm here, it's out. He has to claim a certain claim, certainty that it's his. Chaim, we're waiting. She doesn't start without you, Chaim.
Came home late,
okay. Took tzaisin. Everybody's hopping around today.
Is that the tzaisin we learned on Shabbos morning?
No.
Did Rebbe appoint somebody for morning in the
Shari? Why should I appoint?
Okay.
I'm like the postman. I've already walked.
You have to pick me up by
fast.
Either
I'll drive or I'll walk. But I don't miss. Is there a little snow? Just point someone to say.
Tomorrow morning you'll be
able to drive. Yeah, I don't think it'll be so bad yet. You know, they say that 3 o'clock it starts.
Go to office tonight.
Okay, now we're talking about the Shtar Machor. You remember, Chaim, about a week and a half ago, almost 2 weeks ago, we spoke about writing a contract of Machor.
It's
So the Mechaber says, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, you have the other side of Ktzais, Sif, Hey. The side of the Ktzais, it says Sif A. On Shulchan Aruch. The side of the Ktzais, it has Sif A in Shulchan Aruch. Ba'achor b'fnei beis. You have to be moicha with a big sugim babas. You have to protest in front of two witnesses in order that it travel. The protest will be heard by the original owner, so he'll know the God is shtar. This way, he'll know that if he really sold it, don't lose your shtar. Avishlom lehem ksov. You don't have to write to the Eden to write. It's zchus. See, if I say something and it's a merit for me, it's a good thing for me, you can write it without my approval. So the Ramah says, Avishlom lehem ksov. I don't have to tell them to write down the contract. They can do it without my command because it's something good for me. Zot Rama, v'yichtavu b'lashin shlichus. You write it in language of shlichus. Ploni ha'admo al atzmo. Ploni he'adno al atzmo.
What is testimony on himself?
He'adno al atzmo. Lichtav lo shemicha. Even though he didn't tell them. The Mechaber says, Avel Shalom Alem Ksov. So Moses says, but you have to write that he told you to write it. Avel Lo Yichtavu Shamanu Shemicha. Eidus Mipi Ksov. So David, we're going to go over Ksois. This is not this one. I'm going to give you 4 reasons. There's a very elementary question in Jewish law, David. If you can't write down testimony, how does a contract work? Every contract, at least evidential contract, it's written testimony. So this is the 4 answers to this question. 4 basic answers. There's a different ksais. I was thinking of bringing that ksais tonight, but it's too few, too many ksais. This will do outside. The 4 answers to that question, how does every contract work? Again, I don't mean a contract of sale, a sale contract. I mean an evidence contract, shtar raya. How does it work? It's mipi ksavah. So the Rambam sheet is that it's only midrabanan. In the Torah, you can't have a contract. Write down midrabanan. They invented contracts. You know, I know l'havdol in law. My son, it's one of the big subjects in law. Contracts. You know, it's a It's the
law school
contract. It's like one of the major, I think Dr. Feibish's son-in-law, he's very big Talmudist also, he's a law professor, and he's in contracts. He gave professor, and he does a lot with Talmudic comparisons, contractual law.
And what about get?
Oh, see, get is not evidence. Yeah, it's a Kenyan, Shtar Kenyan. See, it's not, get is not, a shtar, get is accomplishing, it's a shtar of acquisition, or...
What's the Kenyan?
The Kenyan is getting.
She's being kinder herself.
Yeah.
She's being kinder herself.
It's not. You're not writing the contract for evidence. Right. So that's one answer.
Opponents.
One answer is Midrabbana. The other answer is.
Well, it does just describe so when two people agree with each other. So it's the parties are agreeing. And there he says that's called a star, and you're allowed to have Adam on that. That's not called Midrabbana.
Which, I don't know which answer you're giving. So Rambam holds this to Rabban. Rashi holds.
I'm going to describe exactly what Tosfos says. On this subject.
You want to see what Tosfos said?
Yeah, he says that on this subject.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we studied that Tosfos, of course. So the man, yeah. So if you want, we'll look at the Tosfos for a minute. I'm giving you the four answers. I wanted to give the four answers complete.
Okay, I'm sorry.
The other answer is that...
So what's the first answer?
Rambam.
Only the Rabban. Shtar is only the Rabban. Rambam. Second answer is that there's no such din as Mipim Lim Piksava. Not like Rashi. You can write down your testimony. It's a hoax. Rabbeinu Tam holds that there's nothing wrong with writing down testimony. Aydin Mar says Mipim Lim Piksava Rashi and Chumash. The founder of this theory that you can't write down testimonies are Rashi and Chumash. It's a Gemara, Elaine. So Rashi says you can't send your testimony in writing. Rabbeinu Tam says you could. You can testify in writing. I think Gemara means an Elaine. If you can't talk, you can't testify in writing. But a person, there's no psul of sending it. That's the Rabbeinu Tam sheet. The sheet we'll study tonight in the Ramah is the Ramban's, the language. Lawyers like this. It depends what language you use. If I use a language of testimony, it's no good. If I use a language of shtar, it is good. I think Tyson Subis says that. Tysus, by the way, I see...
That's the
Tysus,
right up there.
No. Tysus says it's Takanas Chacham.
Right.
Takanas Chacham.
No, it's here. Not normal, but normally it says it's shtar, where you have a machayev. You have two parties that are agreeing.
No, so that's right. So Tosis is quoting Rashi in the Balamor Shita. What you saw in Tosis in Babas is Das Mischayev.
Right.
Das Mischayev. Tosis says, Bamas Midas Misho Chavosa. See, that's one of the fourth opinions. So we have four opinions. That's four opinions. You have the Shita of the Rambam Shtar Song the Rabbah. You have the Shita that you're allowed to write down testimony. It's a hoax. There's no such thing as you can't write down testimony. We have the sheet of the language, which is relevant to our Ramah here. The Ramban sheet that Tyson Subis, I think, mentioned.
Why is that mean the difference?
In other words, Mipiyavala Mipiksava means it's funny. It's funny.
I would rather hear testimony in...
It depends. If you use a language of testimony, it's no good. But you want it. But if you use a language of contracts, it's like a brisk of art. You decide.
The idea behind it...
Mishanechru the bezin, it's as if the Aden are testifying.
Well, by shtar we say it's kmishanechru. So when you write a contract, so you mean?
Is that another answer, or that fits into?
No, case? I don't know what you mean. An answer? No, the answers. The four answers are either. Now, Tosis and Babasa is macha is not this mischayev. See, Rashi in the Balmor holds a contract, by definition, is when the thing that's the contract is the person who's the contract is going against, he tells you to write it. That's Mechayev.
It's a transaction, and they're signing for the transaction.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but what makes it a contract, see, you're saying it, but I want to be more accurate. Yeah. According to Rashi Balmor, what makes it a contract is the fact that the person the contract is going against gave you permission to write it down. That's what makes it a contract. Das, the words are das mischayev. See, you're looking at it, you know, the two people, good. The point is of the Rashi and the Balamor is Das Mitzchayv. That's what Tais says. Mamor Laksiva L'Shtam L'Nasa Midas Mishucha V'Asai. So this Shtar Moda is no good. That's what Tais is troubled in. Now, the Ramah is giving another answer. So you look in the Ramah. V'yichtavu B'Lashin Shlichus. You have to write it like you're a shliach. Contractual. Ploni Adanu Alatzmo Lifta Lo Shemich. Ploni told us, hey, Adnu, testify to Alatzmo. Lo Shemicha. Alichtvu Shemanu Shemicha. If you use a language of testimony, this is the answer of the Ramban. The Chodei Ramah is possibly like the Ramban. If you're going to say, I heard him, Bimach, you're testifying. You can't testify in writing. But if you say, oh, he told me to write it down, I'm using contractual lashon. Look at Zel Shema. Now look in the Ketzais. Let's look in the Ketzais. Zel lashon asma. V'davka b'lashnei adnu yicholim lichtayv. Ois gimel. The bottom, the Mechabi we read, ois hey, the same side, on the bottom right. Ois gimel. It's the Ketzais on this Ramah. V'davka b'lashnei adnu yicholim lichtayv. Zel lashon V'davka b'loshen he'adnu yichol lichtav. He'adnu, that means that it's misleading. He'adnu means the guy testified to us to write it. Shuloshen shtar. Loshen shtar kula modim de moyle dusen. A language of shtar. Odasa ben otan. Kot Rabbein Otam, anyone can write down testimony. Kot, remember Rabbein Otam is the one who says it's a hoax. That you can write down testimony. Odasa Rabbein Otam. Shekosva tur b'shmo b'simuchav ches. D'chol she'edim re'uyim la'ayid shochen dus miksav. If any edim, kol she'edim re'uyim la'ayid shochen dus miksav. As long as the witnesses are ruyim la'ayid, they're not mutes. See, Rabbeinu Tam learns, if you're able to testify verbally, you can testify in writing. D'chol she'edim re'uyim la'ayid shochen dus miksav. Hachram tzeuch loshen d'ayadno.
Why is that Shitas Rabbeinu Tam? It's enough in the Mishnah, in Sanhedrin, isn't it?
The radicals, it's against Rashi and Chumash. How can it be enough for the Mishnah? Rashi and Chumash says you can't testify orally. Now Rashi didn't make, you can't testify orally. You can't testify in writing. What's Rashi's makor ben? Rashi doesn't make up anything because it says in the Gemara, P.M. Velomi Piksava. So Rabbeinu Tam took that Gemara and threw it out. He said that Gemara is speaking by a mute. That's what's happening. I'm sorry, Tzvi.
No, I was just going to say, American law, common law is that you can't testify, you must personally testify.
Except the president.
And the idea behind it is that the judge has to be able to evaluate the credibility
of his words.
You can't do it. I always thought of it in Jewish law, too.
When you write it down, right.
when you write it down,
it's like a lie detector test.
Meaningless. Because you could be prompted,
well,
somebody could tell you what
okay,
to write.
Then you get into the issue of notes.
See, I say it.
Question it. Can't
yeah, well, that's the Mark Subis, right? Writes down his aid. This thing looks at it. Yeah, okay.
It could be years later that he has.
See, that according to you. See, you're giving like philosophy, Talmid the Crow, but it's exeris hakosef.
Yeah, no, I understand.
You want to say this?
Very influenced by it.
Yeah,
I always thought it was the same rule.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. I like your svar, by the way. I like it a lot. But this, you don't find that in Puskin. We don't. By us, we look at it like exerts a cousin. No, but yes, he's right. What about if I wrote it down, and I look on the paper, and I come to court, and I say what I wrote down, then it should be good according
that's
to you.
Perfectly yeah, yeah, yeah. That's perfectly okay.
It isn't, though. That's no.
Except
only if you remember it, to remind yourself.
That's exactly. You're only allowed to refresh your memory.
You mean...
You are not allowed... In other words, if I ask
you... Mean if I forgot, so then...
You don't have
do you remember it? No good. You remember it? You must remember it.
And you're talking about secular law, you're talking about...
Oh, yeah, I'm talking good. Secular law. I'm only refreshing my memory.
Okay, I hear.
If you say I don't remember it, it's thrown out.
See, in law school, you didn't do the concise. That's one thing you missed, the concise. That's what they miss in law school.
Thinking, yeah, no, I just certainly yeah, foreign to us.
I understand. No. The choshed real hard shall come into the mixav. Hachina means tzach losh ve'adnu. So, in other words, the concise is pointing out something obvious. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, you don't have to write, hey, I don't know that he told me. Just write down your edus. The Torah didn't write the language. The Torah just write. You write it down. Because he could be holds like Rabbeinu Tam. See, it's the Ramah who's worried about the Ramban Shita. They don't know Rabbeinu has died. Ah. So the Ksois argues on the Sma. What we're reading now is the Sma. So the Ksois argues on the Sma. No Yeshiva Tuesday. I just got the... just got a day off tomorrow. Okay, Baruch Hashem. The Ksois says, I don't agree with this man. A Lashon Shtar is not shaykh by Macha. If you look kosher for Lashon, they don't know. See, the Ksois is going to say, he's going to disagree, he's going to argue with Rav Moa. The Sma we'll see in a minute. So, Lashach ala b'shtar, kinyan, b'shtar choyv. V'hadisach Lashon v'yadonim. So what do you need? So the Ksais wants to know, what's the Ramah requiring this special language? I understood the Sma. Halash and Shtar. See, the Ksais, we'll see what he means here, the Ksais.
Is he going on the way they're learning Rabbeinu Tam?
No, it's going the way they're learning the Ramah, the way the Sma is learning the Ramah. Hasma learns because that's Lash and Shtar. So Ksais says, no, by Macha, there's no such thing as Lash and Shtar. It doesn't matter what you write. Hainu Mishum. So why does Ramah write this? See, we'll soon see what this means. The Ramban, what does this Lashon Shtar mean? It's a mystery. So I thought I knew what Lashon Shtar is. I would have learned like the Sma. We'll soon see how the Ksais learns. Hainu Mishum Devetois Perikhez Abad, Daf Mem. Hikshu. Tois is Kasha. You are refreshing us. Mehodam Ramachob if Neshayim Tzachom Ksovo. Deich Mahani Machom Odo if Mipi Ksovom. How does it help writing down Machom Odo? It's Mipi Ksovom. You can't write down your testimony. We're going like Rashi in the Balamor, that a shtar that creates a shtar is das mischayev, is the fact that the one who's going, the shtar is going against, is telling you to write. If I'm like mipiksavim, mishum now, Rabbi said, if that's the answer, according to Taisvis, you don't need language. It's a Mendra Abbanon, you can write down your testimony. See, according to remember this, we're talking about Machoy. So according by Machoy, if you learn like Taisis, what's the difference what language you're writing it? Taisis, Takonis Chachamim, you can write down the testimony. The Mekiyosef writes that the Edom have to say that we are sent, Shluchim. And that's Lachar Lashon Shtar, Shlichus. Little Shlichus. What I keep on asking is, it's a fake because ain't sarchlam or kesavu. So he really didn't tell you. He doesn't have to tell you. So I'm still perplexed because Ramah is saying you have to say he told me, and the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch say he doesn't have to tell you to write it. So what, are you writing a lie? Kai gam lav edus hu. So the Buki Yosef is the one who differentiates between the language. By every shtar you take a need, the tzava of the mechayev. When you're making a deal between two people, here's your deal to me. When you're making a deal between two people, it's not a contract unless the one of the contract is going against. Macho is a one time, it's not beino lechavero. Macho, something I do. Macho is not something that's done in a, it's a private thing. It's going to affect the other guy, but it's my macho. Macho, I'm done.
Is Lashon Shlichus equal to Lashon Shtar here, or it's a different language?
Lashon Shtar, I think Mukhi Yosef means lechar like the Ramah. Yeah. Oh, that's like Shitas Rashi and Balamor. Balamor, the time the Shtamahani, Mishum the Nasim, Das Mochalova, Piksava, and Piksava, Lava the Mocha. So what is he saying? Umishumachi the Moto Machonami. Shana Latsmo Blush and Shlichus. The Kiwi Kosim Armachoso, Shemoch and Piksava. This is what he's saying. This is what the Ksais is saying, Rabbi. When I'm writing something in a contract that affects two parties, it's going to negatively affect someone else. So he has to tell me to write it. If it's not going to, if it's just your thing, you have to tell me to write it. In other words, das mischayev. What the Ketzai is saying, something fascinating. That a shtar yidi das mischayev. But if there's a machronim odah, there's no mischayev. So you have to be, you need the das of the one. You have to write it in his das. Shlichus means I'm writing this in his das. Now, even though it's funny, even though you don't need it. So I guess, you know, Zachin Lavin Fonim Show, it's like he told you. It's a legal fiction that he told you. That's what I've been asking all along. Because Ain't Sarach Lamak Sova, the Gemara Zachtach.
You are listening.
You don't have to tell the guy.
Not necessarily by the Bayis Shalom, but previous owner.
Well, Irir is always by the Markham.
No, not by the way. Two people get up and they say, well, what are you doing in the... It's that guy's house.
You can't...
No, I'm asking... No, because otherwise...
No, but you can't do that, Chaim. Mean, look, no, to throw you out of court. You can't come and claim something.
You can't do that, then you can't write anything either. I mean, in other words, what are you doing when you're writing without the guy asking you to write it?
So that's what he's saying. He's saying... Normally, what makes a contract, according to Rashi and the Balamar, is das mischayev. So he's saying, where there is no mischayev, you need the das that makes it a contract, the das of the one that you're writing it for.
So at the last line, he's saying it's as if the ma'arer wrote it himself. Is that what he's saying at the end? That it's as if the ma'arer wrote it himself.
Of
the ma'arer.
Right. In other words, by das mischayev. What makes a contract? So Mischayev tells the Eidim to sign the Shlichim of the Mischayev. Here there is no Mischayev. There have to be Shluchim, so to speak, of the one who made the Machor. So what the Ksais is saying, this is such a fascinating source. So I never really got this claw till this week. That's them. I was going to say this Ksais last week. Just tonight, I don't think, you know, it's hard to do more than one Ksais a night. See, the Sma, the Ramah says, Yichtu B'lash and Shlichus. So the Sma thought he's doing the Ramban's Pshat. He says, no, it's nothing to do with the Ramban. Now we're going to get to the Ramban. He says, this has to do with Rashi and the Balmor's Pshat. See, the Ramah says, when you write a Shtamachoy, you have to write B'lash and Shlichus. So the Sma thought, oh, what makes a Shtar is the Lashon. So he said, oh, you got to write a Lashon of Shlichus. So he says, no. He got it all wrong, says the Ketzais. The Ramah is going b'shitas, Rashi and the Balamor. And the reason you have to write Shlichus is because what makes a shtar is the Das Mischayev. And when there is no Mischayev, you need the Das, you have to write it al Das, the one who's issuing the Machor. Now let's look at the Ramban. He's going to hold it up. According to the Ketzais, there's no Lashon Shlichus by Machor. I'm sorry, there's no Lashon Shtar by Machor. You can't, for some reason, which we're going to hopefully figure out tonight. The Ketzais holds that the Lashon Shtar doesn't pass by Machor. Look at the Ramban. Look at
any of the
canon.
It doesn't fit into Shtar.
Well, the Ramban, let's see. Meshitas Ramban. Let's look at the Ramban. Taisin Subis quotes it. He doesn't quote the Ramban, but you'll find it in Taisin Subis. Next paragraph. Meshitas Ramban. Tamid the Shtar be'edim shenas midas mischayv the Mahani. Why does it work? It's a Torah Shtar. It's a Torah Shtar. So, in other words, what it looks like to me is that the Ramban is saying when you have Das Mischayev, it creates it a Shtar. If there's no Mischayev, there's no Shtar. He's really combining two pshatim. The Ramban, I always thought Svi. Let me just look at Taisin Ksubis. What does Taisin Ksubis actually say? Look at Taisin Ksubis here. This is the Ramban sheet. He quotes Taisin Ksubis. Taisin Ksubis discusses the same question. So I thought Lashon Shtar just meant like the language. No, it's not that way. He's saying, when you have Das Mischayev, Das Mischayev, that language that you're writing it, but Das Mischayev makes it a shtar. But if there's no Das Mischayev, it can't be a shtar.
Is this the rice? This is the rice.
All the rice. These are the rice.
So it must be a marker to a shtar. It's just explaining it.
Must be a what for stock?
There must be a mucker for a stock.
Mucker.
Sefer Pisus is not, is it?
Yes.
Why not?
It's a kin.
What?
It's a kin.
If I'm just writing, I saw somebody lend money, and I'll write it down. And the loiva didn't tell me to write it down. So then he asks for machor. Tais asks for machor. Does it sell me to Rabbanan? Yeah, look what Tais says. This is the Rambam. But Odomari, to lo bin and dash neim, you don't need dash neim. Vayachalav ishtaro ima yakosif ketikin shtaros. He can bring his testimony if it was done ketikin shtaros. Aval hacham mayri shal kosif kesedu ashtal el zichron dvorim ba'alm. So this is not my success. See, this, now I know where I got misguided. Yeah, Taisis, that's what I always thought. But I thought this was the Ramban. The Taisis learns different than the Ramban.
Where are you reading from now?
Taisin Ksubis, Chavamid Beis.
You're reading Taisis, not the
Ramban. Right. I used to think this is the Ramban Shita, because the Ramban says,
I think I understand Taisis. I think Taisis is saying something. Something has to be happening at the time. There has to be an actual
we're talking about a witness writing down his testimony. So Taisa seems to be saying, Subis, it depends how he wrote it down. To use a language of a contractual language, he wrote down testimony. He saw a loan. So did he write it as a contract or as with testimony? The lo bin dashneim. You don't need dashneim. And you can write down, you don't need the das. He says, not like Rashi and the Balamor, you don't need the das, Mishchai. If it was written, he could bring his shtar. If it was written, ketikun shtaros.
Is that anybody asking him to write?
Yes. He only wrote it down to remember. If he would have written it down like a contract, it depends how you write it.
Parties being involved.
Yes.
That's like...
He saw a loan taking place. Now he can write it down. If he'd write it down like a contract, it would be good. Nobody has to tell him to write it. You don't need Das Mischai according to this sheet in Taisis. Now what the Taisis is learning in the Ramban, this was like to me a revelation. The Taisis is learning in the Ramban that, see, it's like a little bit like Rashi in the Balamor. What makes a shtar rather than edus is das mischayev. See, what's the difference in Rashi Balamar? Rashi Balamar learns that it's not mpik savam because it's das mischayev, it's mpik sava. See, they're learning it's the shlichus. Rashi Balamar learned that it can't be a contract because without das mischayev, if there's das mischayev, so you're a shlich of the mischayev. It's a shlichus. It's not mipik savam. It's like the ksava of the mischayev. So he said. So he says. So over here by machor, it could be miksava. If you write it lashon shlichus, so it's mipik savo of the guy who made the machor. So you have the ksais arguing with the sma saying according to Rashi and Balamor, the Ramah makes sense, but according to the Ramban. L'shitas Ramban. Now he quotes this Tais in Ksubis. Of course, I'm saying it's not exactly not what the Ramban means. On the Shitas Atosus, Tamid the Shtar the Eidim, Shanasim Midas Mischayev the Mahani. Notice he's saying Das Mischayev, but not the explanation. See, why is Das Mischayev help? That's the issue. So Ramban decided in Chapo, at least according to Tais, I don't know if I did. I studied Ramban inside, I don't remember. But the way the Tzais is learning the Ramban, he's saying it makes a shtar, das mischayev. But according to Rashi and Balamor, it's not mipik savam, because since they're a shlich of the mischayev, it's mipik savoy. Because they're a shlich of his writing. So if there's no mischayev, you can be a shlich of the meicha. But the Ramban doesn't learn that way. That's Rashi and Balamor. So that's, he's saying the Rama works with Rashi in the Balamor. You have to be a shliach of the Meicha. Because what makes a shtar into a shtar is that it's not pik savam, it's pik savai of either the one who the shtar is going against, or macho when there's no one going against anybody, just the Meicha. But the Shitas Ramba, not again, the shtar be'edim shenas l'sinschai mahani hu, should not be Torah shtar. It's Torah shtar. Nakim shenach b'kidos medezvin. Im kein b'machom odor, tu nas midas ha'moiche. Nam im b'ksav. In other words, it's not a b'ksavoy. What the das m'schayv makes it Torah shtar. If there's no m'chayv, so it's not a shtar. In other words, the Ramban is very similar to Rashi in the Balamar. The question is, how does it work? The Kemal Sviya Tamad the Rashi, Bamel Mishum Torah Shtar. It's Torah Shtar. What makes it a Torah Shtar? Das Mischayev. So by Machor, there's no Mischayev, there's no Torah Shtar. And that's, the Ramban doesn't know that this Lumdis, it's not in Pik Savam, because it's in Pik Savai.
I'm not clear on what Das HaMischayev even means.
What Das HaMischayev means?
What's the difference between Das HaMischayev and Hodas Baldin?
Body to it? Or because the...
Because Hodas Baldin is when you testify in court.
So that's a verbal, the guy's there. Yeah. And this is what?
This is what makes a contract a contract. In other words, this mystery, we're going with Rashi Shita, that Adam can testify verbal, in writing. So what makes it a contract? So Das Mischayev makes it a contract. What Svi Das Mischayev means, in case you're having trouble, it means that the party that the contract is going against tells them to write it. Das Mischayev means he agreed that you should write your testimony. That's what makes it a contract. Now, Svi, listen, you want to hear the machlokes? You want to hear the...
Means behind himself something. He's obligating himself.
No, he ready.
No.
He's ready. He borrowed the money. We're talking about the contract now. When he borrowed the money, he's obligating himself. We're talking now about writing a contract. But obligating to pay the loan is because he borrowed money.
The loan taking place with the contract?
He borrowed the money. Now he owes the money. Now he's just making a contract. This is not. This is a contract.
He's acknowledging his debt. So again,
so we have to know whether he's Aiden testifying that there was a loan here, or is it a contract? Are you making a contract that there was a loan here?
One of two things. He's either they're testifying that they saw the loan, or they're testifying that he said that I owe money because he loaned me money. I'm a chayev myself to him. And he said, the other one says, yes, he did let
him.
It doesn't have to be at the time that
it
happens. It could be any time.
I see.
Weird,
no, you're not focusing. Yeah, I understand, but that's you're getting off track. What we're studying here, what you're saying is correct. I'm not saying it's wrong. It's just not what we're focusing on.
You could learn Das Mischayev either way, but continue with the concise.
That's not the point. That's the point. What we're learning is there's machlokes Rashi according to the concise. It's machlokes Rashi and the Ramban, Rashi and the Ramban. Why does Mischayev makes it a shtar? What makes it a contract? So don't stop with this Das Mischayev that he's being Mechayev himself. You're corrupting the language and corrupting what we're learning. It's not that he's being Mechayev himself. The point is, if you have the agreement of the one the shtar is working against to write the thing, it becomes a contract. Now the question is why? That's the machlokes Rashi and Ramban. Why is the agreement of the Mechayev making a contract? So Rashi holds, because it speaks of it. Once I told you to write it, if you have the agreement of the party that the contract is working against, says to write it, so it's not speaks of it, it's speaks of it. It takes it, so the lumbus of shtar is that it becomes me speaks of it, not speaks of it, so the Ksoi says. According to that, the Ramah makes sense. According to the Rashi and the Balmor, the Ramah does make sense. Not like the Sma. Because if the Meicha says to write it, and there is no Mischayev, so it's Mipik Savai. If there is no Mischayev, here by Macha, there's no Mischayev, I'm just, it's a Metzias, I was Meicha. I want to hear be known that I was Meicha. So he learns the exercise. According to the Rashi and the Balmor, that would be good. It's Mipik Savai. And just like it's there is no mischayev, so then the one who did the macha, that would be mipik savar. But according to Ramban, that it becomes a contract. What makes it a contract is because the mischayev, the das mischayev. When there's no mischayev, you can't have a contract. See what he holds the shittas Ramban, the opposite of this man. According to Ramban, it wouldn't matter what language you write in it. Because according to Ramban, what makes a shtar is the das mischayev. So it's not just lashon. See, Taisin Ksubis, just a language, this language acts much deeper according to the Ksais. Gabi Machoma Dolo Shach Lal Torah Shtak, Moshe Chasavti. Shuma Kashila Taisis. Modo Macho, Leka Torah Shtar Bazeh, Habik Savam. So Taisis had to say, Sitakonis Chacham. But he's saying, according to Rashi and the Balamor, you have to say it's a Takon and Rabbanan. Not like the Sma. According to Rashi and Balamor, that if the Machayev is Moed, it becomes Mipik Savoy, so the Macho of the Machod, the guy wants you to write it, then it's Mipik Savoy of the Meicha. Okay. Here's a theory about Moed, that's not important. I'll just share with you. I have another Ksais here. This Ksais. We discuss this in Shir almost every day. I was going to learn with you, it's good for another Shir, about why Nogei is Pasal Eidus. If you have a minute, look in just the easy piece. I have two sides, the easy side and the hard side. Yeah. So, I didn't give this out, this one. You have to pass this down. Maybe I shouldn't give it out. The Ksais is the two days. Why is Nogei? You can't testify if Nogei Leidus. If you benefit, the Shach is, what about detrimental if it's Psul Karev? I know it's a Shach. One of the Nafkamin is, so why are you Pasul Eidus? Eidus affects you. Nogei, it's called Nogei, affects you. So the simple Pshat, Ramban says not the way in Babasra, is he afraid he's going to lie? Like the Gemara says, he doesn't want to be a lover of Russia, a lawyer Shalim. So the issue is absurd. You're afraid to lie. So if he doesn't gain any money, but because he has no property anyway, but he wants to testify on behalf of the person that bought his property, right? If he's mayed, so you say he can't be mayed because he benefits. He won't be a lover of Russia, a lawyer Shalim, because he won't be able to pay up his debt. He has no money. The person he bought the property is going to be taken away from him, so he can't be made. So he shouldn't be a lover of Russia. So he's going to be a bigger Russia, and he's going to testify falsely. He shouldn't be a lover of Russia. So he's going to be tested. It doesn't make sense. So there are two answers to that, Kashi. We said in Shia. One answer is public. So Ramban says, you don't want people to know you're a Russia. Not you shouldn't be a Russia. First, doesn't care if he's a Russia. He doesn't want anybody to know he's a Russia. That's one answer. So it should be love Russia the Shah means people know he's a Russian. Nobody knows he's lying on this thing. So he's willing to do a big Aveira as long as it should be a known Russian.
What? He wants to keep his reputation.
That's how the Rishonim meant. So, or famous Ramban Shita, that Psul Nogei is Nachshash Mishak. Not gonna lie for money. It's Karav. So the Shach is so. And I tied Tfilin Machlokes. So if you testify and it's Nogei L'chava, so it also shouldn't be good. See, if it's, I'm sure which way the Shach holds. So the Shach, Kos L'Akshim, L'chuv L'manema. The Shach, it's Machlokes. The Machab, I think, the Tosh Shuv, it's a Rush, says L'chuv, you're on them. Affects you detriment to your detriment. You could testify. If it's Zul Karev, you should be able to testify even to your detriment. That's what the Shach is. So, as I mentioned, it's Machlekes, the Tumim and the Shulchan Aruch, I think. So, they say it's Psul Karev, just because you're related. The Ketzais is going to say, we'll study it next week. The Ketzais is going to say that, let's say you pay a guy to testify. You pay someone to testify. You give him money to testify for you. Is that kosher apostle midarais? You pay a guy to testify.
In a particular way, or you
check? Honestly.
Yeah, it could be it's honest.
Honestly.
You're telling him. I'll pay you. No.
Otherwise, what's the whole thing?
Yeah. You pay the guy to testify.
Let's be honest.
So it's midarais, it's kosher. A Jew will not lie for money. It's kosher midarais.
Except if he's a judge.
A Jew will not. Sheikha, a judge can't take Sheikha. But a person won't testify. Because Koshoy Chad Yaveh Nei Chachamim.
I mean, without him even realizing it.
But the Ksai says it's Absul Rabban if you take money. It's a fascinating Ksai. But that because he holds, money will not cause a person to testify falsely. It means a writing that if you're getting paid to be made, it's only Absul Rabban. So what is Nogei Apostle? You have to say it's Sul Karayv. See, if you hold, you're not going to lie for gain of money, so why is no gay apostle midaraisa? I thought people don't lie, so then you have to learn no gay soul of Karav.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.